So about a year ago, I found myself in a really tight predicament. I had lost my relationship with my girls' dad, and we were homeless, but I found this really cheap apartment that was upstairs above this man's home. And it was about the only thing I could afford. And I guess it was kind of weird, too, thinking about, you know, living above a stranger, especially with my two girls. But when I went to meet this man named Ron, he didn't seem to mind. Actually, he kind of liked that I had two girls. And I warned him. I said, you know, my girls are 6 and 3. They're going to be very loud sometimes and run around and, you know, they're kids. And he didn't seem to mind at all. He was very, very welcoming. And I decided, you know, I'm not going to find a better place, so may as well snag it. So we moved in, and it was really great at first living in this place. Ron was respectful of our boundaries, if you will, but he also was super, super sweet. He would cook like extra dinner and invite us down. He would bring ice cream up for the girls. He was just very supportive, and I appreciated it because I was a single mom. I hadn't been a single mom ever in my life. So, and the girls loved him, of course. And, you know, looking back, I see what he did there. He was earning their love, really. I mean, what kid doesn't love ice cream? And it seems sweet, but you'll find in my story that he was already in those initial stages, weaseling his way into my girl's life. So that's to say that the girls were just so happy. They loved living above him. Every day they would come home from school and they'd want to go see Ron, and he always had some kind of treat for them. And one night, Ron offered to give me some extra cash. He knew I was tight on cash. And he offered to give me a pretty good amount of money if I would come down and give him blowjobs. And I know, I mean, that's prostitution, but you see, Ron was so sweet. He was so sweet, and he seemed so innocent. He just seemed like a single man that was, you know, just happy to have people around. And, you know, he had me, a desperate mother who needed money. And I guess I don't blame him for the offer. And I mean, I needed the money, so I did it. I did it several times a week. I'd put the girls to bed, walk downstairs, give Ron a blowjob, and collect my money. And eventually, you know, after several times, he became pretty rough with me. Like, he would, you know, really fuck my mouth. And I would just sit there as he fucked my mouth roughly. And honestly, I didn't really mind that because I was, I guess you could consider me submissive. I kind of liked when a man took control. And at that point, I trusted Ron. He had done so well to my little family and me. And I didn't really mind it. And then, you know, after that, he started telling me that he wanted to try something out with me. Something I had never done before. I had heard of it, but I didn't really do it with anyone else. He wanted to do a little daddy-daughter role play. He wanted me to call him daddy, and he would just basically, you know, pretend like I had never sucked cock before. And he would make me say I was underage. And at first we started with like an older teen, you know, and then he slowly started wanting to go look younger and lower. And I wasn't comfortable with that at first. It just was so different and it seemed so taboo. But here's the thing about me is I'm pretty fucking weak. I mean, especially when it comes to men and sex, it's hard for me to say no. I have this really terrible character trait where I will take all the discomfort just so I don't have to tell a man no. I don't know, maybe it's some fucked up daddy issues I have, but I just couldn't tell Ron no. So when he wanted me to role play that I was 6 years old, getting mouth fucked by my daddy, I just went along with it. And, you know, that was all fine and good. I mean, it was nice to have the extra money. And I guess it was nice to, I guess, be submissive. But, you know, when we started doing those role plays, I really didn't like it. And to be honest, Ron got really aggressive when we would role play, especially when we got to the younger ages. And it really made me feel particularly very uncomfortable because the way he acted when we really got into the role play, when I was a younger 6 or 5 years old, it was like he became a different person. And I started becoming concerned for my girls. But I thought too, I'm like, there's no way Ron would ever do anything to them. He was so good with them. But anyways, after a while, you know, there was one night where the girls were playing on the downstairs porch and we were all just hanging out, and Ron talked to Jenny, my 6-year-old, and he said that she was really pretty, like extra pretty, and she should be a model. And of course, any 6-year-old is going to just fall in love with that idea. She played with Barbies all the time, pretending they were models. So she was so obsessed with that after he mentioned it. And he looked at me and, you know, started to convince me because he could tell that I wasn't excited about it. And I guess it's because he treated me so roughly when we were role playing. I just had that motherly instinct to protect Jenny. But that characteristic I have that can't say no, I just agreed. And that night he took pictures of Jenny, and I mean, she had clothes on. It was truly harmless. And I just went along with it and thought, whatever, he's just taking pictures of Jenny, big deal. Jenny loved it. She felt like a little princess. She felt like a real model. And we started doing that many times a week. But then one night, he asked Jenny to go upstairs and go get his little sister, or go get her little sister's clothes. He wanted her to put on Kylie's 3-year-old clothes. And I thought I knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to get Jenny, who's 6, in skimpier, too tight clothes. And again, I couldn't say no to him. Even when it came to my kids, I'm terrible. But like, you have to understand, I was in this predicament where I needed this place to live. I needed that blowjob money that he was paying me for. And then there's the fact that I'm just so weak, I can't say no to men. So, you know, Jenny came down all excited, and she was wearing some of Kylie's clothes. It was the skirt that, oh my God, you could see Jenny's little panties. That skirt was so tight and short. And then she was wearing one of Kylie's tops that was so tight, it was about to pop off of her. And Ron started snapping pictures. I mean, he really got into it. And everything inside of me wanted to be like, no, no. Like, obviously you're taking these pictures to perv out on my 6-year-old daughter. But I couldn't say no. And I thought, honestly, you know, at that point too, I was a little afraid of Ron. There was something about him that made me nervous. It was that role play. And I was scared. I was scared to say no. So I let him take those pictures, and that continued some more until one night he told Jenny to just be a big girl and do pictures with just her panties. He had this Victoria's Secret catalog, and he said, see, big girls do it. Look at them. There's nothing wrong with that. And he didn't even look at me because he knew I wouldn't say no. He knew. And of course, Jenny, she's so, lack for a better word, so dumb. She just went along with it. Stripped down to just her little cotton panties and posed for him. And she's still loving it. Loving it. And here Ron is, he has clothes of my topless 6-year-old in panties. And I did muster up the courage that night to tell him, I hope these don't go anywhere. Like, I hope you don't post them anywhere. And he just laughed at me and said, of course not, they're mine. And walked away. But I couldn't get out my mind. Like, I hope my daughter doesn't end up online with all these perverts looking at her. And then the next night, Ron didn't waste any time. He didn't waste any time at all. He told Jenny that they were going to play the naked game, where if she got an answer wrong, she had to take off her panties. And he gave her a really hard math problem. And of course, she had no idea what the answer was. And like the good girl she was, she took off her panties. And Ron posed her snap pictures of my totally bare nude 6-year-old in front of me. And like I said, he knew he had me. It's like he groomed me. And it's like he knew that I wouldn't say no. Which really pisses me off, that I just couldn't stop it. And Jenny started becoming like close to Ron, where every single night she wanted to hang out with him, and she wanted to watch movies with him, and she wanted to do all these things with him. I could tell she was developing this natural, you know, liking towards him. Like, she was trying to replace her father or something. I'm sure Ron just loved that. And I was always around because, to be honest, at this point, I did not trust Ron around my girls. And I watched Ron just stare at her. He stared at her. He watched her. He would turn on music just so she would dance around and he'd watch her. And you know, I saw I saw the bulge in his pants. I knew at this point, here I was in this predicament where I was living in the same, you know, house pretty much as this fucking pedophile. But I never said anything. I was just a weak bitch that I always am and just went along with everything. So passive I am. I just hate myself for that. But it started getting worse and worse. He would watch her, you know, every night, cuddle with her. She would naturally go sit on his lap. And I watched his hands where most, like with most people, it would look innocent, I guess. But it wasn't innocent for Ron, no. The way he touched her, it was definitely sexual. When she sat on his lap, I could see him holding onto her hips and just gently gliding his hand around. And then one night, we're watching a movie. Jenny is on his lap. She's kind of leaning forward, watching the movie, being a typical kid. And you'll never guess what Ron did. He took his cock out. Her little butt was like right, you know, on his lap, not on top of his cock, obviously. But he took it out. It was rock hard. And he just looked at me and smiled and started stroking. You know, that he looked at me like, I dare you to stop me kind of look. And I just sat there frozen. I sat there frozen watching him jerk off with my 6-year-old daughter right there in front of him. Her knowing, not knowing what he was doing. It was so sick. And then he talked Jenny into him giving her bath. And you would think, as a mother, I would say no. I would put my foot down and say, this is enough. But I didn't. I was so scared to say no to him. I was trapped. And yeah, it's my fault. I should have said something. But, I mean, I guess I can't change how I am. I'm passive and submissive and weak. And Ron knew that. He knew it. And I think he did the blowjob offers earlier to keep me even more submissive, because that did make me feel even more submissive. Like I was, he had this secret to hold over me or something. And he didn't invite me into the bathroom when he gave her first bath, but I snuck in the hallway just to listen in. And I could just hear water splashing, nothing crazy. But then he asked me to come into the bedroom where he was drying her off. And he was drying her off while moving his hand on her 6-year-old body. He was lightly touching her all over. And I heard him say to Jenny that he was going to touch somewhere that was going to tickle, but it was like a game and she would like it. And he put his hand right on top of her mount, on top of my child's pussy, and started molesting her. And she liked it. She fucking liked it. But that's how she was with Ron. She loved him. And I mean, he did tell her that it would feel good. And he kept rubbing. And I was sickened. I was sickened. He was rubbing my 6-year-old daughter, putting his fingers in between her little folds of her pussy. And my dumbass was standing there watching it, not doing anything. And this continued on for a while, just I mean, let's call it molesting, because that's what it was. He was molesting my daughter in front of me. And Ron, he got worse and worse and worse. Remember when I told you how he acted whenever I would role play that I was his daughter? That side of Ron started coming out. The first time I saw it in front of Jenny, because all this time he was very, very sweet with Jenny. I know that sounds fucked up. He was sweet while molesting my daughter, but he was. But then that side of him came out one night. He aggressively split her legs open and kept them spread. And then he took his fingers and penetrated her, and hard, like not lightly, not gently, hard. And she started wiggling, like she was trying to get away from him, and he just pinned her in place. And she wasn't crying, but she definitely was on the verge of crying. And the poor thing was so confused. And she kept telling Ron, I don't like it. I don't like it inside of my pee-pee. And he just kept fingering her. And then he took his cock out. And I thought, holy shit, this is it. This is where I'm going to have to put my foot down, because he's not going to rape my daughter. But what he did is he kept his fingers inside of my daughter, and I could see she was like bleeding a little bit. I could see it like on his knuckles. So sick. He probably popped her cherry. But he took his dick out and he just started stroking really, really fucking hard and aggressively. And he just came all over her pussy. All over her, just splattered it on there. And you know what he did? He just fucking walked away, shut the door to the bathroom, walked away, and told us to get out. And here I had to deal with my 6-year-old daughter, confused, bleeding, covered in his sick, disgusting cum. She didn't know what the fuck it was. And then I had to explain to her what it was. And every night, like we're on rhythm, the same shit happened. And it got worse every single night. And then, you know, when I said I would put my foot down when he started to actually rape my daughter, well, I didn't. I didn't, like, the fucking dumbass I am. So fucking passive. I'm so weak. I don't know what's wrong with me. Because let me tell you, when I watched him rape my daughter for the first time, and not just raped, okay? Not just watched, I mean. Not just watched him. He made me help. That sick fuck. He made me help her stretch. He made me help hold her legs apart, because when he started to penetrate into her little hole, I'll never forget what that looked like. A man's cock. I mean, if you can imagine, a man's cock is just so fucking large compared to a 6-year-old pussy. I mean, and he's just forcing and pushing it in, like, and it's not going anywhere. And he told me to just spit and, you know, make it more lubricated. Help me. He said these words. He said, help me rape your fucking daughter. And I did, like the dumb bitch I am. I tried, because I figured, what? Let me just help Jenny. Let me help her get stretched or something. And, you know, he's got this cock that's just not fitting in her little hole. And he worked it in. It took probably 20 minutes. And like a quarter of his cock was inside, finally. And she's crying. She's red-faced barely breathing, like hyperventilating from pain. And he's just still working her, still fucking raping her, pumping into my six-year-old daughter like he's trying to split her open or something with his cock. Oh, and let me not forget, he made me film this whole fucking thing. Gave me his phone and told me to press record and record my own daughter's rape and record him over my tiny, itty bitty little princess, my firstborn daughter. The image of him just on top of her, humping and pounding into her. And you would think that he would at least be gentle. At least, like, is there any such thing as gentle child rape? But no, I mean, he fucked my daughter as hard as he fucked my fucking mouth earlier in this story. And yeah, he definitely came inside of her. He repeated this every fucking night. He made me film every single time. And you know what else I had to hear too? I had to hear my own daughter asking me to help her, you know, begging for me, you know, saying, "Mommy, mommy, please make it stop." I had to listen to that as my own daughter watched me hold a phone up to her and not helping her at all, and just watching Ron sweating and grunting over her. The image of how tiny she is under his, you know, large adult body. The way he groaned whenever he felt inside of her. The way that cock, I'll never forget, like I said, the way it looked like it was trying, it's like trying to fit a square into a round hole, like a square peg into a round hole. That's what it looked like. Swollen too, my poor baby. She had the most swollen pussy from his rape every night. But at least the bleeding stopped. At least the bleeding stopped after the first few times. Think that it doesn't get worse than this, but it does. Because let's not forget, I had a 3-year-old daughter. And he, of course, told me to bring her down, that he was done with Jenny. He had raped her too wide. That's what he fucking said. Sick fuck. And of course, like the dumb whore I am, I brought my 3-year-old daughter down to him. And I guess a part of me thought maybe he would just do simple molesting or whatever. Because let's face it, 3 years old. Can anyone fuck a 3-year-old? But guess what? Ron did. Ron fucked my 3-year-old daughter and all her fucking holes. And I filmed the whole thing, too scared to say no, too fucking scared. You know, I thought too, because every rape that I watched, I thought, you know, like if I say no, he may beat me, you know, he may kidnap my girls. I felt that way, but then I'm too weak to say no as well. So Ron knew that. Ron fucking knew that. But let me tell you, it was like he didn't waste time with Kylie. No, I mean, he throat pounded my poor 3-year-old like she was an object. She threw up on his cock and he kept fucking going. He held the side of her head and just rammed down her throat like a fucking maniac. I mean, it was unbelievable. And here I am filming the whole goddamn thing. And then he would just, with Kylie, because she's so tiny, He would just stand up. He would stand up and force his cock in there. And I don't even want to talk about what it looked like when he first went inside her tiny toddler pussy. But it wasn't pretty. It was bloody. He ripped her open because he literally did split her apart. His cock probably went up to her belly button because she's so fucking tiny. And here he is raping her while he's standing up like some animalistic child fucker. That's what he is, an animalistic child fucker, a rapist, holding my 3-year-old daughter by her ass cheeks and just like bouncing her up and down. Poor Kylie passed out once from rape. It must have been too much for her tiny little body, and she just passed out, and he kept going. Ron kept fucking her, unconscious, kept fucking her, and even harder. Her poor little head was bouncing around, and he's just going to town, pounding my 3-year-old toddler's hole. Oh, and then he didn't do this to Jenny, but he would sodomize my poor toddler too. And he'd tell me to definitely get this on film. Get toddler sodomy on film because he wants to jerk off to it for years. And let me tell you, it was just unbelievable. Unfucking believable to see. Because you think of a 3-year-old, they were just babies. They're toddlers. So her little hips aren't that big. You should see the size of her gape after he was done with her. Sore, purple, bruised. My girls were bruised between their legs from Ron's rape. Their little holes were fucking bruised. Their little holes probably will never be the same, because Ron stuffed them and pounded them so fucking hard. And of course, I still live with Ron. They still get raped every night and still every night beg for their mother to help them. And I can't, because I'm too fucking dumb, too weak to say no to Ron.